The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As there was a mismatch there, as Moore was on it. And now they'll get it out for Mestel. Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three. Zach Jackson with the three-pointer, and it's 24-17.
It's a busy 5 days for both squads, as this is the middle contest of a three-game week. It's the Wildcats and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcar live from Hope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome here to Cope Coliseum for a Luplat Conference doubleheader here on ESPN. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of Kearney Catholic taking on the St. Paul Wildcats in a girl-boy doubleheader. Of course, the premier team in terms of state rankings would be the Kearney Catholic girls, a perfect 13-0. They are rated number 2 in the state in Class C1. They'll be taking on the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, who are 8-5 on the year and have been in a lot of those games that they fell short in. They were right there, so a quality opponent coming in here to take on the undefeated Lady Stars. On the boys' side, Kearney Catholic, after that tough loss at Lexington on Tuesday, they dropped to 6-6 on the year. They'll be taking on 2-10 St. Paul in the boys' game. So first up, obviously, the girls' game, where Kearney Catholic will be a strong favorite here, but we're starting to amp things up a little bit for the Lady Stars. They're playing a little bit tougher competition, really beginning here with St. Paul, and definitely on Saturday when they'll be taking on St. Cecilia on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, because St. Cecilia 9-1, the defending state champions in Class C2. And as we mentioned, we'll have the girl-boy doubleheader for you on Saturday on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then after their game with St. Cecilia, the Lady Stars will play Donovan Trumbull and then Seward in Class B, who's 2-8. And then not too far down the road, you got the conference tournament. And then the game with Centura, who's 8-4. And this is going to be one of the tougher stretches right now here for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, who certainly have been one of the better teams in the state up to this point of the season. We're going to take a quick break when we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. When we return to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll have the starters for both the Stars and the Wildcats. We'll do that. We come back to Cope Coliseum right after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we can tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners.
First ball for Brent Dinsloggy's 8-5 St. Paul Wildcats. Their starting lineup will look like this. Kyla Wadalevich is a, I'll find my list here, a junior. She's averaging 7.2 points per ball game. Carrie Sestak, 5'11", and a junior. She is averaging 4.2 points per ball game. Kylie Sestak, 5'11", also a junior, twin sisters. She is 4'9". She is averaging 4.9 points per ball game. She's 5'11". She's a little taller than that. Alexa Wysock, 5'5", and a senior. She's averaging 4.2 points per ball game. And Taryn Jonak is 5'7", and a senior. Jonak is averaging 6.1 points per ball game. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, Shayla Connor, the 5'7" senior. She's averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Allie Prasoski, 5'6", and a junior, and she is averaging 11.1 points a game. Whitney Culling, 5'6", and a junior. She's averaging 8.3 points a contest. Maddie Squires, the 5'8", sophomore, is averaging 6.7 points plus 6.6 rebounds a game. And Kayla Shundoff rounds out the starting lineup. She's 5'8", senior, and she's averaging about 2.5 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And let's give you a, we mentioned it before, a little bit of a rundown what's going to be happening down the road here as Kearney Catholic on Saturday will be in Hastings to take on St. Cecilia. And we'll have those games for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And tonight on Classic Hits, we have a Fort Kearney Conference girl-boy doubleheader as Axtell and Elm Creek are hooking up tonight. Doug Duda has the call on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And tomorrow night on Classic Hits will be Donovan Trumbull taking on Gibbon. That should be, especially on the boys' side, that should be a great basketball game, as really there's a lot of quality teams in the Lupelac Conference Tournament, especially on the boys' side. So there's a little rundown of what we expect in the next few days. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the tip right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Being introduced, of course, they'll be in their dark blue uniforms with St. Paul across the front with the gold letters and numbers. A little bit of white trim on there as well. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms. They have kind of the white, the green gussets, the green top, the green letters that says stars across the front, green numbers with the gold letters and trim. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic 13-0 so far on the season. In the NSAA, when you take a look at wildcard points, they are number two in the state, in spite of the fact that, honestly, their schedule has not been that tough. They have been helped because Lincoln Lutheran at 10-4 on the season and Norfolk Catholic at 8-3 in the season, both in Class C1. That has kind of helped them. If it wasn't for those games and then the C2 game against Ravenna, and again, playing down a class doesn't help them tremendously. But Again, those wild card points a little bit tougher to come by here for Kearney Catholic this season, because honestly, the level of competition they has faced so far has not been that stellar. They will get a little boost today as St. Paul at 8-5 will be in that upper third. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with a tip between the Wildcats and the Stars right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. National Anthem just wrapping up, and we're just about ready to get things underway as both teams right now getting last-minute instructions from the two head coaches. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we're just about ready to get things underway, doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic. Of course, will be Squires, and doing the honors here for St. Paul is going to be Carrie Sestak. And the tip is in the air, and it's Prasoski who comes up with it. So the opening tip belongs to Kearney Catholic. Prasoski gave it away, gets it back, gets it at the elbow. Now back out to her. She'll fire a three, and just like that, Kearney Catholic has a 3-0 lead and give the assist to Shundoff, who kicked it out to Prasoski as she strokes in that three-pointer. So St. Paul facing that full-court pressure. Wysocki passes it up ahead. It's going to be knocked loose. Shundoff comes up with it, and then it's going to be a held ball because going back after that last ball was Carrie Sestak, and the possession arrow is going to go to St. Paul. So we'll move the possession arrow. Their very first possession, they had it tied up. And now the inbounds, it's going to be another held ball as Squires was able to tie up Sestak again. This time, the possession arrow obviously pointing to Kearney Catholic, so that will be a St. Paul turnover. So in the offensive zone, they'll get it out to Prasoski, who will give it to Squires. Now right side and directing traffic as they look in at a 2-3 zone here. It's going to be Kearney Catholic. They'll skip it up for Connor. Connor gets it on the baseline. Pass through the lane. Going to be turned over. Kearney Catholic, bad pass. And it's going to be turned over. Then the steal. The steal inside. Colling's going to lay it up and in. Whitney Colling with the steal. And then she's able to lay it up and in. And just like that, Kearney Catholic with a 5-0 lead. On the dribble is going to be Wysocki. Wysocki's pass up ahead. A little bit too far. And Sestak couldn't track it down. So St. Paul turns it over. They have not even had an opportunity to get a shot off. We've only played a minute here, but they have turned the ball over twice and had it tied up one other time. Shundoff working around the perimeter, gets it out now on the baseline for Squires. Back out to Prasoski. Prasoski on the bounce. Steps in and floats it up and in. Allie Prasoski, a little runner in the lane, a little floater, and she makes it 7-0. Stars dominating the first minute and a half of the game here against 8-5 St. Paul, and the pass down the sideline is going to be knocked out of bounds by Whitney Colling. So Colling slaps the ball away, and for St. Paul, Wadalevich will inbound it, and she'll toss it in here for Sestak, trying to get it back to Wadalevich. The ball is loose. Wadalevich has it, and then it rolls away from her. It'll be a turnover on St. Paul, as it was knocked away by Squires. Shundoff actually picked up the loose ball, and now the skip pass on the left wing here for Colling. Colling won the dribble, gives it out for Prososki. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night. So Ali Prososki strokes in the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic starts on a 10-0 run in the first 2 minutes of the game. And this is about as good as they've looked, and it's going to be a charge. Shundoff camped out at the elbow, and dribbling into her is going to be Alexa Wysocki. And so Wysocki will commit the foul here as she ran into Shundoff, who had a great position there. So Kearney Catholic makes another defensive play. Made a steal. They've just knocked a couple of turnovers. They then forced the charge. Around the perimeter, Shundoff has it. Bounce pass through the lane to Squires. Kicks it out to Prososki. He's open for three and hits another three. The in-out game, and Prososki has drained another three-pointer. She's got 11 of the 13 points here, and now Squires will make the steal. Squires on the baseline gets it inside for Shundoff. Shundoff's shot will not fall, and Shundoff gets her own rebound, and they'll kick it out on that left side, and another three-pointer by Prososki. Timeout, St. Paul. A 16-0 run for Kearney Catholic in the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and St. Paul will call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 16-0 Stars. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here. We'll see whether or not St. Paul can circle the wagons a little bit. They'll inbound it here for Wadalevich. Wadalevich is passed, trying to get it back out here for Sestak, and she can't get to it. And that somewhat of an unforced error here on St. Paul as they turn it over unofficially with the two steals they gave up. And I've got them for five other turnovers. That's seven turnovers in the game so far. Driving here is going to be Colling on her way to the basket before the shot is fouled. She made the shot. What a great drive. And Wadalevich is going to be whistled for the foul. So Kearney Catholic will have to inbound it, and to toss it in is going to be Colling. Colling just throws it in to Prososki. Prososki kicks it to Shundoff. Shundoff now will drive the baseline. Her little floater is no good. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Connor. She was the last to touch it. So Kearney Catholic will miss the shot, and that's been somewhat of a rarity here as St. Paul then will come up with the rebound. Sestak, inbounds pass stolen by Shundoff. Shundoff on the way to the basket. Ran into Sestak, and I think both of them kind of hit hips here on her way to the basket. Shundoff fouled. She was in the act of shooting, so she's going to shoot too. So Sestak will commit the foul. And the two free throws coming up here. And it is good here for Shundoff. Shundoff on the season is about, only been there 9 times. And now she's been there 11, and she makes 2 more. So now she's 5 of 11. So she raised her free throw shooting percentage by about 20 points here as she makes both free throws. Drive down on the baseline, and another turnover here on St. Paul. They just kind of had it fall out of their hand on the way to the basket. So St. Paul with the turnover. And here comes Kearney Catholic, leading it 18-0. We played a little bit over 3 minutes here. Top of the circle on the run, Connor. Connor, entry pass inside. That's going to be a turnover. Stepping in that passing lane, Wysocki. And so St. Paul forces the turnover. And the ball at the elbow, going to be knocked on the ground. Squires comes up with it. That'll be another St. Paul turnover. Outlet pass by Connor, up ahead to Colling. Colling on the drive. And great body control by Whitney Colling as she takes it. Didn't even hit the glass on that layup, as she's able to roll it in. Long outlet pass to Kylie Sestak, and she's going to lay it up in the end. Well, the goose egg is off the board here for St. Paul. First 2 points of the ball game going to Kylie Sestak in transition. Top of the circle, Shundoff has it. She'll kick it out for Squires. Squires now will drive the lane, find a cutter in Connor. Connor with a little floater. It's up and good. Shayla Connor with her first 2 points of the night. And it's 22-2. Another long outlet pass here for Jonak, and it's going to be turned over. St. Paul with another turnover forced by Kearney Catholic. And in the offensive zone is going to come Calling. Calling's pass knocked out of bounds by one of the Wildcats. And for Kearney Catholic, an entire line change as their second five will come in. For St. Paul, Jory Mudloff coming into the game. And also in the game, I'm trying to find who the other one was. We'll track it down here in just a second. Stars inbound it to Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger on the dribble will kick it left side, and that's Anna Squires. Anna Squires will try the three. It's no good, and we've had the ball knocked out of bounds. It belongs to St. Paul. No, they're going to say it was off of St. Paul. My apologies. Morgan Studi in there. She's on the sideline as Messbarger will inbound it. She gets it inside, and it's going to be a held ball. Yep. They try to get it inside to Caitlin Long, and the possession arrow is pointing to St. Paul, so Kearney Catholic does turn it over here. So the inbounds for Carrie Sestak. Sestak looking for Sam Jarabek, and that's who came in just a moment ago. Jarabek on that far side has it tied up, and it's going to be another St. Paul turnover. Again, unofficially, 12 turnovers for St. Paul, and we've got 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. We played less than 5 minutes. It's a pace that surely cannot continue. Anna Squires on the dribble, has a top of the key, has a cutter, that's Messbarger, but she's going to kick it off left side, that's Teal, and Kylie Teal will stroke in the three. So Teal strokes in the three, and it's 25-2, and we've only played 5 minutes of basketball. Ball was knocked loose by Kearney Catholic, so St. Paul is going to inbound underneath their own basket. And Wadalevich checks back in here for the Wildcats. Tossing it in here is going to be Jarabek. Gets it to Wadalevich. Wadalevich, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped around. Teal is the one that comes up with it. And so the Stars here are on the run. And they'll kick it out to Teal. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound! Flipped up and in by Morgan Studi. So she makes the putback after Kearney Catholic couldn't hit that three-pointer. On a little spin move here is Wysocki. Wysocki turns it over. Kearney Catholic on the run, transition, jumper no good. With the rebound here is going to be Sestak. Sestak has it stolen away. Offensive rebound by Long, and Long will lay it up and in. So Long with a couple of rebounds here, and she finishes up with making it off the glass, and it's 29-2. On the dribble, then in trouble is Wysocki. She's able to flip it up ahead here for Jarabek. Jarabek pass, going to be stolen away by Squires. Anna Squires will lead the break. It's 2-on-2. She's going to drive, loses the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. Good defense down low for St. Paul as getting back there and shutting off the path to the basket with Sam Jarabek. They'll inbound the ball here to Wysocki. Wysocki's pass up ahead to Wadalevich. Messbarger tries to track her down. Wadalevich comes up with it, gets it in the lane here for Mudloff. Mudloff kicks it back out here for Jarabek. Jarabek in the lane here for Sestak. She backs out. They're going to reset the offense here as Jarabek now will give it up on the right side here for Wadalevich. Wadalevich pass deflected. St. Paul turns it over. As Long will outlet it to Teal. Teal on the wrong side of a 3-on-1 break, but she drives to the basket, and it's going to be a foul. I'm sure it's going to be on number 23 here and not 25. Double-check this. Yep, it is going to be on Jarabek. Wysocki had great position there, and Jarabek on the backside with the help committed the foul. So Teal goes the line, and the first of two free throws for her is up and good. And Teal on the season is about a 44% free throw shooter, and the free throw is up and in. She makes both of them, and so that percentage will go up even more. Long pass up ahead. And it's going to be turned over, and then a little foul as that loose ball was picked up initially by Morgan Studi. And then Studi, after she came up with the steal, was then pushed from behind, trying to get the ball was Wysocki. And for Wysocki, that is going to be her second personal foul. So Mess Barger will bring it up court. Stars lead at 31-2. We've got a minute eight to go here in the first quarter. Pass on the right wing with the basketball is going to be Teal. She gave it away, now gets it back. She penetrates to the elbow, stops, will kick it out for Squires. Great ball fake there by Squires. Extra pass inside for Long. Long missed a shot, gets her own rebound. Can't get that shot to fall, and the rebound going to be fought for, and it's going to be a hell ball, and it belongs to Kearney Catholic. So Long missed a couple of shots in underneath, but did a great job of keeping that battle going, and it is inbounded here for the Stars, the possession arrow pointing their direction. Kick into the corner. There's Teal. Three-pointer is in and out, no good. Coming out with a rebound was Messbarger, and it's going to be a hell ball. Messbarger actually ripped it away from one St. Paul player and then was tied up by another, Joy Mudlock. Possession arrow pointing to the Wildcats, so the Stars will make the steal on the inbounds, and now the ball is on the ground, and it's going to be out of bounds. Yeah, trying to get to the basketball was Studi. She got to it, but her shoulder was on the baseline, so nearly a hell ball, but the officials point out that she was out of bounds. So Madeline Fusick going to check in here for St. Paul with 35.6 to go. And Wadalevich now will do the inbounding as the Stars still going full court pressure here, leading at 31-2. Late in the first quarter. Wadalevich gave it away, now gets it back. Messbarger pressures her, may have gotten away with a walk, but they get it up ahead here for Fusick. Fusick will give it back out for Wadalevich. Wadalevich on the bounce, double teamed, will throw it to the right wing here. Sestak has it, shut off by Long, so they'll kick it back around the perimeter. Left side for Mudloff. Mudloff will fire the three. It is no good. The rebound pulled out of there by Long, and we've got a foul. So Long is able to pull down the foul, but then she is, pull down the rebound, but then she is fouled by Kylie Sestak, and that is going to be her second. So 12.1 to go here. Stars lead at 31-2, and Messbarger gets the inbounds near midcourt. Her pass is deflected. Long's able to pick it up, and her pass to the right side is going to be intercepted by Kinsey Lukasavich, who checked in just a moment ago. 1 second left, and that is going to do it for the first quarter. So St. Paul forces the turnover, but Kearney Catholic dominates the first quarter. They lead it 31-2 after one quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kearney Catholic gets their starters back out there to start the second quarter, leading at 31-2, and they've got the basketball first, and the pass on that right side is being deflected around by Wadalevich. Wadalevich going for that loose ball, and I believe she's being called for a foul. Yes, she is. That is going to be her second, team's seventh. So Wadalevich committing the foul that is going to send Whitney Calling to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1, and it is up and no good. Rebound tipped out here to Wysocki. So Wysocki is able to pull down the rebound as Calling could not hit the free throw. Wadalevich will pass it back around, top of the circle. Here's a three-pointer by Wysocki. Wysocki's three will not fall. Rebound in underneath by Jory Mudloff. She'll kick it out. Another three-pointer this time by Wadalevich. That one will not fall, and Maddie Squires pulls down the rebound. She'll give it to Prosowski. She'll step in transition, fire a three, and hit a three. Allie Prosowski rain in the threes, as she now has 17 points so far in the ball game. And the pass on that left side is knocked out of bounds by Connor. It will remain in possession of St. Paul. So they'll get it top of the circle. Wadalevich will kick it now right wing here for Jonak. Jonak kicks it out on the baseline to Wysocki, and Wysocki hits a nice little jumper. Alexa Wysocki will now make it 34-4. We've got about 7 minutes to go here, just a shade less than that in the first half. At the elbow, Squires, her pass back out and tracking it down. It was deflected around, and Pososki will pick it up, lob it inside for Squires, and Squires pulling the ball down, had the ball bounce off of her foot, and that'll be a turnover. So we take a look at some numbers here, and I'll tell you what, so far, Allie Prososki making 5 3-pointers. Wow. Pass on that left wing, knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. So Colling with 17 points, 5 of those coming from behind the arc. That's half of Kearney Catholic's total here as they lead it 34-4. Pass on the right wing, nearly stolen away, but they get it down on the baseline, does St. Paul, to Kinsey Lukasavage. Lukasavage's shot is missed, and it is tipped out here for Jarolevich. Jarolevich with a quick little jumper and can't get the shot to fall. Battling in there, trying to get the rebound, was Kinsey Lukasavage. She did a nice job of battling in there, and they're going to say that it was last touched by Kearney Catholic when it went out of bounds. So Wadalevich is going to inbound it. And she'll get it off on the right side here for Wysocki. Wysocki on the baseline for Mudloff. Mudloff pass going to be stolen away by Prososki. So Prososki comes up with a steal and has it knocked out of her hands just as she was going to pull up about a 12-foot jumper. Joy Mudloff on the backside was able to knock it out of bounds. So Stars will maintain possession, but at least they didn't let Prososki shoot because she's been doing nothing but draining them in. And the inbounds is stolen away by St. Paul. Nice deflection there by Wysocki as Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. They get it off to Mudloff. Mudloff's going to step into a three, and she hits the three. Jory Mudloff with the three-pointer. And that'll cut that lead down to 34-7. Prososki with those 17 points will stop top of the key, give it right side for Shundoff. She thought about getting it inside to Squires, but they'll work it back around the perimeter instead. They get it to Squires. Squires now is going to kick it out. Shundoff just inside the three-point arc will hit the deuce on the baseline. About a 17-foot jumper there or so. And she stepped into it, and it's 36-7. Skip pass in the right side. Jonick has it. Gives it back out here for Wadalevich. Wadalevich works it back around here for Wysocki. Kearney Catholic going 2-3 zone in the lane now. Jonick gets the pass, has it blocked by Squires, and Squires comes up with the basketball. Squires now going to lead the break. Bounce pass to Prososki, and Prososki will score. Allie Prososki with another 2 points after Maddie Squires was able to both get the block and then the rebound. She also got an assist on that play as well. Wysocki, her three, no good. Rebound taken out by Colling, and we've got a foul that's going to be whistled on St. Paul. Not really setting a screen because they're both running down, but Connor's going to go to the free throw line. She was running interference, if you will. And the push is going to be whistled on Alexa Wysocki. Wysocki was trying to get past her so she could get to the shooter, but committed the foul on that fast break. So Connor is going to go to the free throw line, and Shayla Connor will have the front end of a 1-and-1 here. It is up and good, so that'll earn her the bonus. Makes it now 39-7, 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw on the way, and a little bit short. Rebound's going to be taken out of there by Sestak. So Kylie Sestak with the rebound. And Jurbeck brings in the offensive zone here for St. Paul. They get it at the elbow. Looking inside is Carey Sestak. They'll get it back out here for Jerebek. Jerebek baseline jumper, no good. Offensive rebound off glass. Won't fall here. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And a little mock cheer from the St. Paul fans because that is the first foul that's been whistled on Kearney Catholic so far here in the ballgame. And Sestak got that rebound, and now she'll go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The foul was whistled on Anna Squires, and that will be the first on her. And the free throw no good here for Sestak. .410 to go, quarter number two, 39-7. Kearney Catholic with the lead here over St. Paul. Second free throw is up and good. And Anna Squires inbounds it for Studi. Pass up ahead for Teal. Teal's going to drive. Teal lost it momentarily. She had a layup if she had. Now she'll back up, fire a three, and she'll hit a three. Well, those are worth more points anyway, aren't they? So Kylie Teal strokes in that three-pointer. And again, she was going to try a left-hand layup, but just lost the handle enough that she dribbled too far underneath the glass and then got it out there. Here's a steal by Michelle Messbarger. She's going to lay it up and in. Messbarger with the steal and then the layup. And it's 44-8 with 3:30 to go here before halftime. And the pass can be stolen away by Messbarger. Falling down, she lobs it up ahead here for Studi. Studi to Teal, back to Studi. Studi shot's no good. Rebound into the hands of Long. Long in the lane has her pass blocked, and that creates a jump ball here. And the possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic, so the Stars will inbound. And they're just going to lob it for Long. And Long has it knocked away from her. Good defense there by Kylie Sestak to force the Kearney Catholic turnover. In the offensive zone come the Wildcats. They get off right side here for Jonick. Jonick's pass down low, and now we got another foul. They got it inside for Kylie Sestak. Now Sestak's going to go line and shoot a couple more free throws as Anna Squires picks up another foul. And for her, that is going to be her second foul. And the free throw is no good here. So Kylie back to the free throw line to shoot the second one. And that one she makes. So 44-9, 3:05. Teal gets it across the timeline with the pass. Studi now has it. She'll give it top of the circle here for Squires, who throws it on that left side. And Kearney Catholic might have been whipping it around the perimeter a little bit too fast because they turned it over. Halftime, we'll talk with Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach Scott Carlin about tonight's boys game. St. Paul in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is going to be Sam Jerebek. Jerebek pass going to be stolen away by Squires as Kearney Catholic forces another turnover here. Anna Squires makes the steal, but good out for Morgan Studi. Studi back to Squires. Squires on the dribble gives it right side here for Caitlin Long. Again, the second five is out there. Messbarger will give it off for Squires. She'll drive, and she's trying to throw it down low. They're going to say it was deflected by St. Paul. And so Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here. Squires was dribbling, trying to dump it down to somebody that was setting a screen down low. And now the lob pass for Squires. She'll make the catch top of the circle. Now right wing. Here's Messbarger firing the three. No good. Gets her own rebound and gets the runner. Michelle Messbarger makes the putback. After she missed the three, and a nice little baseline J. So she gets the rebound and the bucket. So on the bounce here is going to be Leslie Fox, who's in the game. Fox will give it off on the left side. Ball knocked loose. It's on the ground. Fox will be able to get it up ahead here for Sestak. Sestak, little runner. Shot is up and no good. And the rebound goes out to Messbarger. Messbarger gave it away, now gets it back, kicks it to Teal on the baseline. She was playing a little give-and-go there with Teal. Teal missed the shot, and now she's trying to get the extra rebound. Can't quite come up with it as it's deflected into the hands of Sam Jerebek. Jerebek at the elbow. Get it to Sestak. Sestak's pass down low, trying to get it to Kylie Sestak, and that'll be another St. Paul turnover. Checking in for the Stars, Alana Bach and Mackenzie Smith. A couple of seniors checking in here with a minute 17 to go before halftime. And Bach will inbound it. She gets it to Teal. And Teal will give it off on the right side for Anna Squires. Squires watches everybody cycle through, gets it to Teal. Teal kicks it out for Smith, and Smith's pass off the mark. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Inbounding, Sam Jerebeck just checking into the game. She'll also inbound it. So Jerebeck will lob it up ahead here on the right side for Jonak. Jonak's pass stolen away by Squires. Anna Squires with the steal. Now she'll lay it up, and it is off the rim. No good. Ball's on the ground, and coming up with it is going to be Mudloff. So Mudloff comes up with it. And that dribble on that right side, St. Paul turns it over. Morgan Studi checking in here for the Stars. She'll come in here for Teal with 41.1 to go before halftime. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up here in just a few moments. Our score right now, 46-9. Bach on that left side gets it for Long. Long's pass is deflected. Long has to save it, and when she does, it goes right into the hands of Kinsey Lucas-Savage. So St. Paul forces the Kearney Catholic turnover, and now on the left wing, it's Jerebeck. Jerebeck gave it away, and now on the bounce here is Turek. Gives it to Jerebeck on that left side and making the steal to Squires. She gets it up ahead to Long, who gives it to Smith. Smith now on the dribble in the lane, flips it up. It is no good, and the rebound still being tipped around out there. And coming up with it is St. Paul. 1 second left, and that will do it. Well, Kearney Catholic couldn't capitalize on one end, and St. Paul ran out of time on the other. So we'll head to the locker room with the Stars firmly in control in this one. They lead it 46-9 as we'll head to the locker rooms. It's halftime here at Cope Coliseum. Stars in control. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We are at halftime, where Kearney Catholic leads this one 46-9 over St. Paul in girls basketball. And you are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, let's take a look at some of our halftime numbers we have here as the Kearney Catholic Stars lead at 46-9 at the end of one quarter of play. Shooting from the field, St. Paul is 3 of 10 shooting from the field. Kearney Catholic is 17 of 28. Stars have 18 more shots in this ball game, and they're 7 of 10 from behind the three-point arc. They're 5 of 7 from the free throw line. They got 5 points from the free throw line. St. Paul only has 9 in the entire game. Rebounding, very even. I have Kearney Catholic with 11, St. Paul with 10, but turnover is going to be the big story in this one. 28 turnovers on St. Paul here in the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic with 11 on the contest. Checking the numbers here for St. Paul, who trail, as we mentioned, at halftime here, 46-9, and they've gotten 3 points from Kylie Sestak. Joy Mudloff also with 3 points. Alexa Weissaki with two, and Carrie Sestak, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She has 1 point here at intermission. For Kearney Catholic, a great game here so far for the junior, Allie Prasoski. She's got 19 points in the ball game, including hitting 5 3-pointers. So she's got 19 in the game, including 15 points that have come from behind the 3-point arc. After that, Kylie Teal, she has 8 points in the ball game. Whitney Colling with 4, Kayla Shundoff with 4, Michelle Messbarger with 4, Caitlin Long with 4, Shayla Connor with 3 here, as Kearney Catholic leads this one at intermission by a score of 46-9 after two quarters of play. And again, really kind of looking at probably having a running clock here in the second half, as the Stars 13-0 coming in, really dominating here against St. Paul. And this was a game I thought maybe St. Paul might be able to put up a little bit stronger fight, but it has been all Kearney Catholic, as I think they started the game on a 16-0 run and have not looked back, as they lead this one by a score of 46-9 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owner's insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owner's insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, quick, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowling and Central, pretty good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic with a 46-9 lead over St. Paul in girls basketball here at halftime. This is Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We mentioned that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we've got a girl-boy doubleheader, but the Fort Kearney Conference, and right now, Elm Creek is leading Axtell in girls basketball at the end of one quarter of play by a score of 15-2. And here at intermission, it is 46-9. And again, Kearney Catholic 14-0 on the season, probably very much expected to be in control in this game. And that certainly is the case. We think the boys' game should be a whole lot more interesting. Kearney Catholic will come in with a record of 6-6. Meanwhile, St. Paul comes in at 2-10 on the year. And hustling up to talk to us a little bit about the boys' game is the head boys' basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, Scott Carlin. And, Coach, good to see you.
Good seeing you, Randy.
Yeah. All right. First of all, let's kind of talk about, kind of have to decompress a little bit from the game at Lexington the other night. Again, a game in which you guys look really good early on, build a nice, comfortable lead, and then weren't able to hold on.
You know, I think it was a lot of the things that we did wrong early came back to bite us in the butt. Yeah, that fourth quarter we stopped attack and we missed free throws, but we didn't do a lot of really good things early throughout the game either. You know, we held the ball instead of looking to penetrate at times. We relied on Blake to do everything too much, and, you know, we had a good practice coming back from it, and guys really focused on that stuff of saying, here's what I can do. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability now.
So, you know, a lot of times as an outsider, and I wasn't at the game, but as an outsider kind of looking in, you just kind of say, you know, maybe just a little bit too cautious, you know, and not attacking anymore, but that really wasn't the case.
No, it was kind of just execution throughout the game, and then anytime you go 9-25 from the free throw line, that's going to spell disaster in close games.
And that has, unfortunately, also been a bit of a theme for you guys this year that, you know, you've been able to get to the line quite a bit because you guys do a tremendous amount of penetrating. You get all sorts of opportunities at the free throw line. But as a team, your shooting percentages have not been where any coach wants them to be.
No, you know, we talked a lot about it. And that part of that is we got to get the right guy to the line. And at times it means we got to get Zach Jackson to want the ball at the end of the game. Zach shooting our best percentage on the team. And at times we'll say, okay, we're up three, they're going to foul. And all of a sudden we'll look down and Zach's down at the other end, spotted up for three, instead of saying, hey, I want the ball in his hand. So we talked to Zach about stepping up, saying, hey, this is the time here, I want the ball. And unfortunately, part of it is when you do go passive, guys stop attacking, so they're going to foul the one or the two guys that were attacking. And that was Blake Holtmeyer. And, you know, Blake goes 6-6 in the third quarter on Tuesday and then can't get one to roll, and he had about six go in and out. And that makes it tough.
Well, I'm not giving you a whole lot of time to talk about it, but talk a little bit about St. Paul, what they bring to bear, and what you guys have to do tonight.
They're a younger team, kind of like us, but they're going to play us a lot of zone at times, and then they'll spring their man-to-man on it. Their point guard, Josh Harahill, is a very good ball player. He started last year for them, and they look for him to do a lot of different things. But Coach Ryan, being in his first year, I know what he's going through a little bit, but they're playing 100 times better the last week. They've won two out of their last three, and so we'll look forward to a good game tonight.
All right. I appreciate time, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks, Randy.
And we are now starting the third quarter as that wraps up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and it is Wadalevich who gets a pass down low, misses the shot, and it's going to be rebounded out there by who else but Squires. So Maddie Squires pulls down the rebound, and the Stars have their first possession of the second half. Carter Catholic going with their starters. Connor Prosowski calling Squires and Shundoff. And for St. Paul, double-checking, and they're going with their starters as well. Entry pass down low. This shot by Whitney Colling will not fall. So both teams missing some fairly good looks at the basket. And the rebound is taken out of there by Wysocki here for Elm Creek. And the pass down low is going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Shundoff. Wadalevich, Sestak, Wysocki, and Jonak for St. Paul. Drive here by Prosowski, and something rare, she missed. Pass going to be stolen away, though. Colling makes the steal at midcourt, kicks it out to Prosowski. She'll fire a three, and again, a rare miss from Prosowski, and the rebound's going to be taken out of there by Jonak. Prosowski, 19 points in that first half. I think she hit her first six or seven shots, including about three or four that were behind the arc. Little give and go. Pass on the right side. Jonak shot. A little runner. Missed. And taken out of there by Prosowski. Prosowski still has the dribble. St. Paul already back in their zone. They get it inside for Shundoff. Shundoff's pass tipped around. Squires kept it alive. And now Connor has it. Squires has it top of the circle. Will dribble a little bit. And will float it out for Connor. Connor doesn't want to shoot the three now that she's got a hand in her face. And so she'll wait for Shundoff to cut. Passes it to her. Shundoff can't hit the shot. And the rebound's taken out of there by St. Paul. On the bounce here is going to be Wadalevich. Wadalevich kicks it in the corner here for Wysocki. Wysocki with the three-pointer. It's no good. And it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. And Kearney Catholic will get possession of it here. It is 46-9. And here a quick little pass by Shunda to Shundoff. She puts up the quick jumper. It's no good. And another long rebound here for Wysocki. Wysocki kicks it up ahead. Jonak in a little bit of trouble. Nice ball fake. Got her open. She puts up the shot. Can't come down with it as the rebound is taken out of there by Whitney Colling. So Colling in the offensive zone takes it to the baseline. We'll get it out for Connor. Connor, she's going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Shayla Connor strokes in the three-pointer, and she now has 6 points in the ball game. It's now 49-9. Kearney Catholic with the lead, and we'll have a running clock from here on out. Been running, actually, the entire second half. Miss on that left side. It goes out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will bring Long into the game. One of those rare times Kearney Catholic will bring in one player, at least early on in any quarter. Usually just go with a full line change. Top of the circle with it is Turek. Turek's going to drive. Shot's no good. Squires pulls down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And the loose ball going to be taken out of there by Wadalevich. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Wadalevich gets it back. She's going to fire a three. Her three-pointer is short. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Squires again. Squires helps get it up ahead. Colling on the drive. And it hung on the rim. Bounced a couple of times. But she couldn't get the shot to fall. And we've got a foul here on St. Paul. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Whitney Colling. And she has two. And the first one is up and good. Nesbarger checks in. Teal checks in. Anna Squires checks in. Still at the free throw line is going to be Whitney Colling. She makes the free throw here. She'll come out of the game. Her free throw is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Carrie Sestak. So Sestak, long pass up ahead as Wysocki picks it up. And then knocked away, stolen away. And then the outlet pass by Long is being knocked around. St. Paul comes up with it. So both teams just turn the ball over a couple of times here. Wadalevich will try to pass it inside, and Long will commit the foul. And checking in here for the Stars is going to be Morgan Studi. So Long will pick up the foul here. And just to pass around that perimeter is St. Paul. They'll give it off on the left side here from Mudloff. Mudloff three-pointer is no good. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. So Kyla Wadalevich will toss it in. And she get it on that baseline in the corner over there for Wysocki. Wysocki's pass over for Jonak. Back to Wadalevich, left side, there's Wysocki. She'll fire the three. It's no good. And Long got the rebound, but then took an extra step because of some defensive pressure put on her by Carrie Sestak. So St. Paul forces the turnover. Entry pass, shots up, no good. Long comes up with a rebound. Her outlet pass is stolen away. A turnaround jumper here for Wysocki in the lane. That's no good. Sestak has it on the baseline. She'll work it around. Kicks it top of the circle. Here's a three by Jonak. That won't fall. And Anna Squires will pull down the rebound. So both Squires and Long got rebounds in there. But Kearney Catholic also turned the ball over in the meantime. Right side, Anna Squires will try a long jumper. It is no good. And rebounding it out of there is going to be Carrie Sestak. Gives it to Wadalevich. Wadalevich, skip pass on the right wing. Stepping into a three here is going to be Wysocki. Nope, she decides to pass it down low instead. It's knocked around, and that's going to be a St. Paul turnover. Knocking the ball loose and not quite stealing it was Morgan Studi. She was going out of bounds, and she threw it off the legs of one of the Wildcats. And so Kearney Catholic will have possession of it here after St. Paul turns it over. 50-9, Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead here as Messbarger will pass it on that right side. On the baseline with is Kylie Teal. Teal on the dribble, loses the ball, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Well, running clock the entire second half here, and just not a lot of energy really by either one of these two teams. Pass stolen away. Teal has it. Bounce pass up ahead here for Messbarger. Messbarger, she didn't have a real good look at it, just kind of flipped it up there. So we're going to call that a Kearney Catholic miss on that turnover, but that was not a turnover, but it really was pretty close to being considered one. Williams. Kearney Catholic just got that ball too low under the basket. Messbarger quick, but she wasn't quick enough to get the shot off. Nice little ball fake on the baseline. Jumper no good for Jarabek. Jarabek's shot won't fall. Messbarger is able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And we've got a timeout here for the Stars. Stars call timeout with 27.8 to go here in the third quarter. They lead it 50-9. Timeout Stars brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, Kearney Catholic going to inbound it here. And they inbound the basketball here to Michelle Messbarger. And as Kearney Catholic just wanted to have a quick little discussion. Messbarger on the bounce on that right side. Off of a screen. Gets it out here for Morgan Studi. Studi had the ball knocked loose by Mudloff, but Studi's able to track it down. She gets the Messbarger on the right side. 10 seconds to go. Squires, pass left wing, stolen away by Jonak. Jonak makes the steal, long pass out, and it goes out of bounds, and we're going to run out of time with that running clock. And so three quarters are in the books. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Your score, Kearney Catholic 50 and St. Paul 9. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Colt Coliseum as Kearney Catholic will head to the fourth quarter with a 50-9 lead, as they very much are in control here against St. Paul. And again, Kearney Catholic with just a great start here, scoring the first 16 points of the game. And it just hasn't gotten a whole lot closer since then. Second five, actually members of the third five out there right now for Kearney Catholic. As with the dribble here is Morgan Teal. Morgan gives it and a cut, Maddie Squires. Squires is going to lay it up and in. So Squires with the bucket. And the pass on that right side knocked out of bounds. So both Squires are out there right now. Jordan Streit for Kearney Catholic. Also out there is Morgan Studi and Morgan Teal. So two Morgans, two Squires. And a jumper on that right side, no good. Rebounding is Maddie Squires. As Maddie Squires snags the rebound after St. Paul missed the three-pointer. And they'll get it out here for Anna. Anna steps inside the three-point arc, and she'll rattle that one in. Just on that right wing, Anna Squires stepped inside. Her back heels were on that three-point arc. And the Stars now lead it by 45. As a little runner here by St. Paul, well short. Studi's able to pull down the rebound for Kearney Catholic. And Studi will bring in the offensive zone. Anna Squires passes it to Maddie. Maddie's going to drive. She is pushed as she drives. And she's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two as she put up the shot. Now, in a game like this, there was a little touch foul they could have called earlier, but you don't necessarily want to call that in a game like this. But they had to by the time that push was continued. So Squires goes the line and shoots two. And the first one is good. So that'll make it now 55-9. 6:14, 6:13 to go here as we have that running clock. Second free throw is up and good. And so Squires makes both of them, and she's going to come out of the game. Caitlin Long checks in for her. Also out there for Kearney Catholic now, Kayla Shundoff checked in a moment ago. And a little pressure being put on here by Morgan Teal. She pressures Wadalevich. Wadalevich passes on the baseline. A little runner that just won't quite fall here for Kylie Sestak. Nice little baseline runner. And she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. The foul whistled on Jordan Streit is her first. So the free throw is up and good for Sestak. Megan Turek checking in. Leslie Fox also checking in the game. And Carrie Sestak has to wait because she's going to check in for Kylie. But Kylie's at the free throw line at the moment. She makes the free throw. We'll swap Sestak's. And we will because the free throw was up and good. So she makes both of them. And it's now 56-11. Inbounded for Strite. She's facing some pressure here by Turek. Turek across the timeline, being pressured there. It's going to be Turek putting the pressure on Strite as she brings it across the timeline. Ball knocked loose by St. Paul and out of bounds. And so it's going to be Kylie Teal that inbounds it. Teal gets it back. And she's looking, and she'll give it off on the right side here for Caitlin Long. And Kearney Catholic turns it over on that far sideline. Kearney Catholic, they have tomorrow off, and then on Saturday, they'll be taking on St. Cecilia in Hastings, and we'll have that game for you in the afternoon on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. St. Paul turns it over as Shundoff comes up with a loose ball, gives it to Jordan Streit. Streit gives it off right side. Here's Teal for three, and Kylie Teal drains the three, and we've got a timeout here by Kearney Catholic. I think as much as anything, so they can make a substitution. Timeout Stars, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's 59-11. Kearney Catholic in control with 4:04 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And
Leslie Fox on the dribble. We are midway through the quarter. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And it's off one of the St. Paul players' hands, so that'll be another St. Paul turnover. So Strine on the bounce here for Kearney Catholic. She'll kick it here on the left side for Mackenzie Smith. One of the reasons why they wanted to call timeout is to get a couple of seniors in there as Bach will get it inside for Long. Long, nice drive to the basket. Shot will not fall. Tipped around, and Teal comes up with it. She gives it to Mackenzie Smith. The three-pointer will not fall, and the rebound out of there by Mudloff here for St. Paul. Around the perimeter with the basketball here, a Sestak. Sestak left side here for Jurebeck. Jurebeck top of the circle here for Mudloff. Right wing, Fox is going to drive against Mackenzie Smith. A little floater is up and good. And so Fox is able to hit the jumper. And checking in the ball game for Kearney Catholic going to be Sarah Oldfather. So 59-13. Actually, they've stopped the clock just so they can make some substitutions. They'll get that running clock going again here on the inbounds. Elena Bach has it in the offensive zone now. She got it in the backcourt, and she'll throw it over on the left side here for Oldfather, who gives it off for Streit. Streit will drive, and we're going to have a reach, I think, called on Lucas Savage. Nope, it's going to be on the body against the defender. That was a little bit closer. That'll be a foul on Megan Turek, and that'll be her first. Strite to inbound it, and picking it up is going to be Oldfather top of the key. Pass in the lane to Smith, and Smith is fouled. Excuse me, not Smith, rather, but Morgan Teal. They get their hair done at the same place, let's just say. And I saw three. And I thought I saw a second three, but it's 35. Morgan Teal, and her free throw is up and good. 60-13. As by the time she finishes the second free throw, we'll be right at the two-minute mark here. And the free throw is up and good, so she makes both free throws. And Mudloff gets the inbounds. She'll hand it off here for Jurebeck. Jurebeck working against some pressure here by Morgan Teal. Jurebeck has the ball knocked loose by Smith and then trying to collect it. She ends up turning it over. As actually went out the Fox, and she couldn't quite get the handle on it, so that's where the turnover comes. And the inbounds pass going to be knocked away by St. Paul, but off the inbounder, Elena Bach, so that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. So skip pass on that left wing. Fox is going to milk the clock here just a little bit, setting things up with a minute 15 to go. She lobs it down low. Bach knocked it loose, but Fox comes back up with it. And then Strite is able to make the steal. So Strite makes the steal, gives it up to Mackenzie Smith. She's going to drive, lay it up, in and out, no good. And then kick it out here for Elena Bach. Bach going to kick it. Here's Oldfather, top of the key, no good. Saving it with Smith, and it's down the sideline, and St. Paul can't quite come up with it. And Kearney Catholic just couldn't buy a bucket down there, and you're kind of rooting for Mackenzie Smith to come up with the points. We got 45 seconds to go here, and inbounded is going to be Sam Jurebeck. She'll toss it in here for Turek. Turek will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Elena Bach. And Bach will bring the offensive zone. 30 seconds left. Oldfather has it. Pass tipped around. It'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover as Lucas Savage comes up with it. She'll kick it up ahead here for Jurebeck. Jurebeck, 18 seconds left. Gives it left wing here. And Fox will try the three. No good. Smith comes down with the rebound. Gives it to Elena Bach. Bach on the dribble. Bach, top of the key. Gives it to Smith. Smith's going to skip it out. Oldfather's got it. 3 seconds left. Strite, she's not going to shoot a half-court shot. She backs out and does the sportsmanlike thing and just puts it on her hip and lets the clock expire. Your final score, Kearney Catholic 61, St. Paul 13. Very impressive effort tonight for the Stars, who pick up the comfortable win against the team that came in 8-5, and they got off to a hot start, did Kearney Catholic, and never looked back as they win it 61-13. That is our final. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the boys take the court right now, warming up for their game. But the girls' game decided early in this one. A great start to the game for Kearney Catholic as they jump out to, I think it was an 18-0 lead to start the ball game, and just really never looked back as Kearney Catholic dominates in this one. They led 31-2. At the end of the first quarter of play, and just double-checking to see. They score the first 20 points of the ball game, and they win this one by a final of 61-13. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, a lopsided game like this, there's a lot of statistics that we can look at, but the one that jumps out to me unofficially, 36 turnovers for St. Paul in the ball game, and Kearney Catholic, and I haven't got all the rebounds recorded here, but Kearney Catholic also out-rebounds the Wildcats by a dozen in the ball game as well. So put that all together, Kearney Catholic with a comfortable 61-13 lead, plus some great shooting tonight by Kearney Catholic's Ali Prasoski, and we'll get to those numbers here in just a few moments. For St. Paul, leading scorer for them was Kylie Sestak. She finished with 5 points on the night. Joy Mudloff with three. Alexa Wysocki with two. Leslie Fox with two. And Carrie Sestak with 1 point on the night here for the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, who now fall to 8-6 on the season. Next up for them, tomorrow they'll travel back to St. Paul, where they'll be taking on Ord tomorrow night in St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, they remain undefeated on the season. They are now 14-0 on the year. And what a great shooting night, especially in that first quarter into the second for Ali Prasoski. Prasoski finished with 19 points, including 5 three-pointers. And I believe all 5 three-pointers came in that first quarter as she just had that hot hand, and they kept feeding her the ball. And she finished with 19 points on the night. Kylie Teal finished with a 3 three-pointers as well. She finished with 11 points on the night. Shayla Connor with 6. Whitney Calling with 5. Maddie Squires with 4. Kayla Shundoff with 4. Michelle Messbarger, 4. Caitlin Long, 4. Anna Squires, 2. Morgan Teal with 2 points as well. And rebounding, Caitlin Long, actually the leading rebounder tonight. She finished with 7 rebounds and 6 unofficially here for the traditional rebounding leader, Maddie Squires. Squires did not score on the night, but she did finish with those, she finished with 4 points on the night and 6 rebounds as well. Kearney Catholic now 14-0 on the season, as they will have tomorrow night off, but they'll be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday, a game that we'll have for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pregame is scheduled to start around 2:15, and the tip-off will be around 2:30 between St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. The girl-boy doubleheader will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And at last report, Doug Duda with the call. Elm Creek is at halftime leading 29-6 over Axtell in girls basketball. And we'll have that those scores coming up for you throughout the course of the night here, as we'll be turning our attention to the boys game coming up here in a little bit. Kearney Catholic 6-6 on the season, and St. Paul, well, they're only 2-10, but they've won 2 of their last 3 ball games, winning at Central City and then also a 1-point win against Sandy Creek as well. So St. Paul has been playing better as of late, and Kearney Catholic at 6-6, well, kind of an up and down season so far for the Stars. We're going to step away for about 8 to 10 minutes or so, and we'll be back for coverage of the boys game between the Stars and the Wildcats right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final in the girls game, 61-13, as Kearney Catholic remains undefeated. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with coverage of the boys' game right here on ESPN 1460.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.